This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, has released its annual survey of violations of trade union rights. The survey covers the year 2011. I talked to Stephen Benedict about the survey. Mr. Benedict is the director of the Human and Trade Union Rights Department of the ITUC. I asked him what the survey had found to be the most dangerous countries for trade unionists.
In absolute terms, Colombia remains the most dangerous country in the world to be a trade unionist, with the number of assassinations. What is interesting is, of course, if you look at it in terms of size of population and size of the trade union movement, in fact, Guatemala is the most dangerous country to be a trade unionist in. The fundamental issue behind the assassination of trade unionists is impunity. And we continue to see a very extensive impunity for the assassination of trade unionists, either the physical or the moral and intellectual authors or people responsible for these assassinations are not prosecuted, are not condemned, and get away with it. And what it essentially reflects is that business flourishes in the context of impunity. Business, but not workers' rights. People are essentially making money off the back of assassinated trade unionists. Basically, this is a business-making proposition. You have workers negotiating collective agreements. You assassinate one of them. You get a better collective, from the employer's perspective, you get a cheaper collective agreement.
2011 saw revolutions in a number of Arab countries, starting with Tunisia, moving to Egypt, then Libya. What was the effect of these revolutions on trade unions?
The Arab Spring has liberated a profound enthusiasm and commitment by workers in those countries to develop independent unions that would truly represent their interests. Their interests in terms of entitlement, their interests in terms of making governments refrain from interfering in the internal affairs of workers' organizations. So it has had a profound impact, and we see over the last year a growth both in terms of trade unions and membership, but also in terms of combativity vis-a-vis employers and governments.
An issue particularly highlighted in the survey is the plight of migrant workers. What is their situation?
Essentially, the survey focuses on two fundamental conventions, freedom of association and collective bargaining. What we've found is that millions of migrant workers are denied the rights that other workers enjoy with regards to the capacity to negotiate conditions that are dignified and the rights to freedom of association that other workers enjoy. And we've seen this significantly in countries in Asia and, of course, in countries in the Gulf states, which has attracted a fair bit of attention in recent months and years.